Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're doing a continuation of our special study, Did Miracles and Spiritual Gifts End? Part 6. And this one is a focus on miracles. We'll be looking at some passages from Exodus 3, Judges 13, 2 Samuel 7, Job 5, Psalm 136, Jeremiah 21 and 32, Matthew 11 and 13, Acts 6, Galatians 3, and 2 Thessalonians 2, briefly at that whole list. Now, what about miracles? Miracles occurred prior to the spiritual gifts, all during the Old Testament, and they also occurred during the beginning of the church, during the apostles' ministry, and no one disputes this. Should we believe miracles happened throughout all of that history, except during our part of history? That's the real question this study is exploring, and this is the miracle section of this study. So Exodus 3, let's look at verse 20. So I will raise my hand and strike the Egyptians, performing all kinds of miracles among them. Then at last he will let you go. So miracles free God's people. So did God only want his people to be free during the time of the Exodus from slavery? Or does he do miracles today to free people from addiction, spiritual bondage, and generational sin? Judges chapter 13. 21 to 24. The angel did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Manoah finally realized it was the angel of the Lord, and he said to his wife, "We will certainly die, for we have seen God." But his wife said, "If the Lord were going to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our burnt offering and grain offering. He wouldn't have appeared to us and told us this wonderful thing and done these miracles." When our son was born, she named him, when her son was born, she named him Samson, and the Lord blessed him as he grew up. So miracles surrounded Samson's birth. And so besides miracles surrounding the birth of Samson, as well as the apostles in the early days of the church, the question is, did all miracles stop after the death of the last apostle? Or miracles, do they still continue today? Have you ever prayed for a miracle? 2 Samuel 7, verse 23. What other nation on earth is like your people Israel? What other nation, O God, have you redeemed from slavery to be your own people? You made a great name for yourself when you redeemed your people from Egypt. You performed awesome miracles and drove out the nations and gods that stood in their way. So miracles delivered Israel from slavery. Miracles protected Israel's borders, so it drove out the nations and the gods that stood in their way. Miracles made God's name great. So God used miracles to deliver his people from bondage, to protect people on their own land, and to make his name great. Are these things no longer needed? I don't know. I think they would be. Job 5, verses 8 and 9. If I were you, I would go to God and present my case. He does great things, too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. So we seek God because he does miracles. Job's peers believed God's miracles continued. They believed that his miracles of the past should cause his people to expect it to continue in the future. Perhaps Christians should consider the same approach. Psalm 136, 3 through 5. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Might God's love, miracles, and creation endure forever? God's love for us, his ability to do miracles, and creation itself will all endure forever. Do we limit God and grieve his spirit when we cease to call him the I am and begin to call him the I used to could? People who think miracles have stopped are calling God the I used to could. He used to could do that, but he doesn't do that anymore. Where does it teach that his miracles have ceased? Jeremiah 21. In Jeremiah's time, stories of God's past miracles prove they continue. See, Jeremiah 21, verse 2. Please speak to the Lord for us and ask him to help us. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon is attacking Judah. Perhaps the Lord will be gracious and do a mighty miracle as he's done in the past. Perhaps he will force Nebuchadnezzar to withdraw his armies. So, see, in Jeremiah's time, they were facing a need for a miracle of God, and they reminded themselves of past miracles, so they believed that the Old Testament stories of God, his previous miracles for his people, encouraged them to believe there was hope for a current-day miracle. Why would God do any differently for Christians today? Jeremiah 32, verse 20. You performed miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, things still remembered to this day, and you have continued to do great miracles in Israel and all around the world. You have made your name famous to this day. God's miracles helped Israel and many others all around the world. So God's miracles are known around the world. The 10 plagues are known around the world, the miracles in Egypt. They continue to bring him glory. So why would he just stop them all of a sudden during eye time? Also, cessationists believe that miracles were only in Israel and only on Paul's journeys, but this teaches they happened all over the world. Now we'll jump to Matthew 11, verse 20. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns where he had done so many of his miracles because they hadn't repented of their sins and turned to God. So Jesus expect miracles to lead to repentance. Miracles should lead to repentance. When miracles don't lead to repentance, Jesus denounces you. So since Jesus here says that miracles should lead to repentance, which indicates he expects people who see miracles to repent, and if they do not repent after seeing one, Jesus will denounce them before the Father, where does it say all that has stopped? Matthew 13. Verse 52. Then he added, every teacher of religious law who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who brings from his storeroom new gems of truth as well as the old. So some kingdom teachers discern new truths to add to the old ones. Interesting. Now look at verse 54 to 58 of Matthew 13, that same chapter. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in the synagogue and they were amazed. Where did this man get his wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary and aren't his brothers James and Joseph, Simon and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown and his own home. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Jesus limited miracles around the people who didn't have the faith to believe them. Small faith limits miracles. Great faith increases miracles. Faith and miracles are connected. Miracles require faith. So Matthew 13, 52 to 58 is critical in understanding the connection between miracles and faith. Note the points here that are emphasized. First of all, some Christian teachers will get this while others will not. Some Christian teachers will be capable of discerning deeper spiritual issues while others will be limited to what others have told them. For example, others have told them miracles stopped. Number two, notice that many refused to believe Jesus was actually doing miracles. They were certain miracles only happened long before, but they had ceased to happen in their own time. You see, at that time, they said, that doesn't happen today. It only happens in Moses' time. So other people are saying, that doesn't happen today. It only happens in Jesus' time. They're making the same mistake now that they did back then. If you had told those Jews that Jesus didn't do miracles in front of them because of their lack of faith, they would have been offended at that. But it was the truth. Could that be the same problem today? Thirdly, seeing miracles in your own time apparently requires faith. Lack of faith is apparently actually prevents people from seeing miracles. In fact, let's pray about that. Lord, help me to have faith, the kind of deep, powerful faith that results in many, many miracles all around me on a continual basis. Forgive me for limiting you. Forgive me for thinking you were willing to and able to do this in years past, but you're unwilling and are unable to do this here and now. Remind me you even call yourself the great I am because you still do things. In Jesus' name. Acts 6, look at verse 9. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. Stephen was just a deacon. Stephen wasn't even an apostle, but he performed not just miracles, he performed amazing miracles. Stephen is one of the greatest arguments that all Christians could possibly be able to perform amazing miracles. He wasn't an apostle, he was just a deacon. And Jesus said, you're going to do greater things than these. Greater things than these. You either believe that or you don't. Galatians 3, verse 5. I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It's because you believe the message you heard about Christ. God works miracles among Christians because of faith in Jesus. Jesus himself stated, God works miracles among believers who truly have the faith to believe the miracles and that they will happen and be a witness to unbelievers watching that God is the source of the power for all these miracles. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9, this man will come and do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. So the Antichrist is going to do miracles. Interesting. This is number 25 on my list. That he will use every kind of deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. The truth is God still does miracles. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:10. Love the truth. It's a weapon. So 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10 says, since the Antichrist will have the ability to perform fake miracles, and since Satan always copies what's the real thing that God is doing in order to deceive, it follows that real miracles will be seen in the last days when the Antichrist is at work. Think about that. Now, as previously stated, I was raised to believe all miracles and revelations and spiritual gifts ended when Jesus ascended and the apostles died. This is cessationism. This view vehemently supports the idea miracles have also ceased, yet these thought all along of modern miracles, these fly in the face of this idea. They have so many miracles that are happening around you and you're refusing to see them. Consider Lee Strobel's new book, Seeing the Supernatural. Also consider the book Dreams and Visions by Tom Doyle, which is about Muslims having dreams about Jesus and being converted to Christianity as a result of that. I've personally met many people who tell me a dream is what led them to becoming a Christian and to their being baptized. There are endless stories like this. Let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater or grieve the Holy Spirit by limiting what we think God will do today. Remember, Jesus didn't do many miracles where the faith was small, not meaning he couldn't, but that the lack of faith caused him to limit those miracles. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God to open your heart to greater faith and to help you to see modern miracles in your own life. You know you need them. You might pray like this. Lord, forgive me for limiting you. Forgive me for my small faith. Open my eyes to modern miracles and signs around me and give me faith to see them clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you before we go to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.